Good morning, everyone, and thanks for being here this early. So I'm going to talk about supplemental lighting in the greenhouses. So first of all, in the United States, annual crop production value from greenhouses are about over the $6.5 billion. To have such a big production, greenhouses need to be productive throughout the year. So you know, most part of the country, in the United States, we don't get enough light, especially during late fall and early spring. Therefore, growers often use supplemental lighting. So high-pressure sodium lights are traditionally being used, but with much controllable ability, LEDs are getting popular among growers. However, in the market, there are so many different types of LEDs available. Some of them are red and blue, and some of them are cool white, warm white. There are so many different kinds they can select. So if you're thinking about the annual horticulture production cost, it can be about $600 million for total control and environment agriculture growers in the United States. This can account up to 30% of the total operational cost of the greenhouse. So therefore, if a new farmer want to implement supplemental lighting, if you think about adding supplemental lighting for his greenhouse, what concerns will a grower will have? So I would think, first, you will think about, should I really need to apply supplemental lighting? Do I need supplemental lighting for my crops? And again, if I add supplemental lighting, how much biomass will I get? So to find answer for this question, what will you do, like mostly if you need some questions and find some answers these days? So I'm pretty sure most of us will do just Google it, right? So I did the same. I just Googled my first question and should I use supplemental lighting in my greenhouse? So with that, I got about 900,000 results. Out of first few results I got, I was able to find a lot of information that growers can get. So some of them they talk about, some of them were from reputed grower magazines and some published articles, and even there's a short video saying, should I use supplemental lighting? So all those videos and other documents have a lot of information that growers can get to learn whether they need to have supplemental lighting depending on the location, crop type, and season of the year. So I think there's so many information in the online they can find out. But the problem is the second question. How much will plant biomass increase with the supplemental lighting? So most of the results I found in Google, they talk about many studies that's done to see how the yield increased. But there's lack of information about quantitative information to predict the biomass gain per unit amount of mole of supplemental light. So that's going to be really valuable for growers before they invest money on supplemental lighting and to figure out, do economic analysis and to identify whether is it really beneficial to add these lights. And also important for lighting manufacturers to have much efficient light fixtures in the future. So because of this lack of information, I set up my experiment with the objective of quantifying the crop biomass increase per mole of photon of supplemental light provided in the greenhouse to greenhouse grown herbs. This study was done in Georgia, northeast part of Georgia, in University of Georgia Athens campus. I used basil spicy bush and cilantro calypso. In the experimental design, I used 1.2 by 1.2 meter size trays with 20 plants on each tray in this diagram. So if you're looking at this side, is 10 plants of basil, and the other side was 10 plants of cilantro. And spacing was 25 centimeters between plants. For my first treatment, it was just sunlight only. And the second treatment, sunlight and plus supplemental lighting. I used Lumigrow Pro 325E lights to give up to 200 micromoles of light to the center of the tray. So light was hanged at the middle of the at the center of the tray, about 1 meter high from the tray, and we gave a 3-to-1 ratio of red to blue 4 hours before sunrise and 4 hours after the sunset. So total 8 hours per day. And if you're looking at this picture and the first picture over here with the supplemental light, and the second picture right here, this is without supplemental light. This is picture taken at after the sunset. And each treatment was replicated 10 times. So if you're looking at over here, the light is hanging on the top. So we thought all our pots, like 20 plants in one tray, might get the similar amount of supplemental light. But we want to measure that, so we use a spectroradiometer, Apogee spectroradiometer, to see how much PPFD, how much light level each plant get. So if this is my diagram of my tray, by measuring each light amount that each plant get, this is the contour plot I got. This is the light gradient. So you can see at the center it was 180, but there's a huge gradient. It's go to average of 60 micromoles per square meter per second. So if I place my plants back, you can see each plant get different amount of lights. Therefore, we decide to calculate the amount of light that each plant get individually. And the calculation was done in three simple steps. First, I look at how many moles of light we getting per square meter within a day, that 8 hours of supplemental light. And then, looking at area of my tray divided by 20 to get the area of a plant, then multiply that number by the number I got from step one. This gave me moles of light per day per plant. In the third step, I multiply that number by number of growing days. So basil was harvested at 42 days after seeding, and cilantro was harvested at 60 days. This gave me the mole of light each plant received at the end of the growing season, during the growing season. So during the study, temperature was 29 degrees max, and the minimum was 22. This was done in Georgia, early summer. You know, Georgia, we have a lot of heat and also so much sunlight, and it can go above 40 moles DLI can be in one single day in the summer. Therefore, we had to use shade net over the experiment to cut down the amount of light come inside so I can do a meaningful study by having to see the differences of adding supplemental light. So with the shade net, I got about 9.3 average DLI average moles of light per day inside the greenhouse. And wafer pressure deficit was 0.3 to 1.4. So if you're looking at the results, plant dry weight, a red bars for the treatment two with supplemental lighting, and the orange bars for sunlight only, and the basil for cilantro, you can see dry weight got high, significantly greater for adding supplemental light. So it's not surprising, we all know that supplemental light is going to increase the weight, but I use this data to calculate my efficiency of this supplemental light at the later on. Then I also look at the plant leaf area. Total leaf area wasn't significantly different between treatments. So therefore, I calculate the specific leaf area by dividing leaf area by the dry weight of each plant. So I saw specific leaf area is greater for sunlight-only treatment compared to the treatment with supplemental lighting. Because, you know, sunlight-only treatment doesn't have enough sunlight, so plant try to enlarge its leaf area to capture more light. And when the leaf area gets increased, leaves are much thicker, much thinner on the sunlight-only treatment. And next, I look at chlorophyll content index. Chlorophyll content index was greater with adding supplemental light for both basil and cilantro. But that's not the case. Most of the time, when we increase the light, chlorophyll content index can go down. But I think because of having thinner leaf in the sunlight-only treatment, chlorophyll content index might be lower. To clear that out, I look at the relationship between specific leaf area and chlorophyll content index. And I saw in my sunlight-only treatment has less chlorophyll content index compared to the treatment with supplemental light. So that means the specific leaf area getting increased and CCI goes down. This is for basil. For the cilantro, unfortunately, we didn't see that relationship, so data was everywhere. So however, this is not my goal. My goal was to answer this second question, how much will plant biomass increase, to figure out what is the lighting efficiency. Therefore, I look at the relationship between the amount of moss that each plant get and the gram dry weight of that plant. So from this, from the slope, we can say increasing of one mole of light, I get 0.019924 gram of dry weight for basil. Increasing another mole will get another 0.1924 gram growth. So this is the light conversion efficiency for basil, is 0.1924 gram of dry weight for one mole of supplemental light. For cilantro, it was 0.0661. So over here, cilantro is about 3 times less than basil, because cilantro had a long growth period. It was 60 days we harvested, and basil was 42. So cilantro took a lot of time. Therefore, at the seedling stage, it absorbed less light compared to cilantro because of the small canopy size. So if you see what are these data points on the side, that is all the data point. I didn't have any supplemental light added. That's only sunlight only. However, this value we got is far less than the theoretical maximum value of 1 gram of dry weight for one mole of photon. So that can be because of the low plant density we had. So I would be able to put more plants in this tray. So then increasing the plant density will bring this number up. And another thing, low light captured at seedling stage. So I had the area allocated for each plant. But if I'm looking at the real canopy size, these numbers will go high, because you can see in this picture the canopy is really small compared to the amount of area we decide to calculate the light received, the amount of light received. But in some other studies done in our lab, we look at actual canopy size. So how we did look at the actual canopy size without removing the plants. So to get more information about that, you can listen to Chang Yan's study. He will talk about this afternoon how we did that, and also Rev Legend has a poster how we did the canopy, how we look at the canopy size without removing plow, without doing any distraction measurement, and that will be really important. So that will be the next thing we need to do. And for my conclusions, I would say the biomass increased for mold of supplemental light for basil was 3 times greater than cilantro. So because basil developed larger canopy more quickly compared to cilantro. And the second thing, to the low light conversion efficiency we got can be improved by increase the plant density, as I told you earlier. And again, optimizing growing condition like enriching carbon dioxide, keeping good temperatures and nutrient, and that can be increased with this number as well. Well, however, more studies need to be done with different crops, different planting dates, and fertilizer levels and environmental conditions in the future. Finally, I would like to say, to maximize the return of investment of the supplemental light, research need to be focused on optimizing conversion efficiency of this supplemental light. So if research is going to be consider this number, so it will be easy for us to compare research and figure out which way is much better to have a supplemental light much efficient. Finally, I would like to thank USDA LIME project and also Lumigro for support this study. And I would like to answer any questions. I have
about 2 minutes. 2 minutes.
Any questions? Yeah.
So why did you have to go for planting a walk substrate rather than more commercial standard hydroponics
system? So in the greenhouse, so our plants, so actually these plants where we grow them to look at different aspects, one of them were like faraday differences as well. So this is the same study we did. We tried to looking at two different ways. So I would try to do, I don't know whether the farmers also, the growers also do, they do hydroponics, but in our setup was in 6-inch pot, we didn't have a hydroponic system set up, so probably that's why we did. I think the dry weight result might not different, because I'm looking at the dry weight, so dry weight can be different in the greenhouse if looking at different time. So in the hydroponics results, even the growth might be different, if the growth get different, but still the dry weight result probably the same, depending on the light layers.
About 30 more seconds.
Yeah.
What was the fertilizer program for your herbs?
So over here we use the fertilizer program. So for this study, I use initial fertilizer. It's a slow-releasing fertilizer. It was on the pot.
Cool.
Thanks.
Any
you, PC.